Right now, though, I want to talk about something that, you know, maybe the summer period of time when you get outside, you know, people are outdoors a lot more. Maybe you're golfing, you're feeling good, you're, you know, soaking in some vitamin D via the sun and saying, you know, life is good. And, you know, I think now I'm going to make some changes in my life. I'm going to do X, I'm going to do Y, or I'm going to do Z. I've done that myself. I love the summertime. There's something seasonal about that with me. Maybe not you. But some of those changes can come very slowly, and maybe they should come slowly. And you have to be aware of those and how you got to a certain point before you can pivot away. Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. That's where the podcasts are, with Regional Psychological Services East Lansing. Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And when people make change, so often they get discouraged because they really don't approach it right. They really have to be realistic when they're going to make a change. You have to be aware that old habits die slowly. And we have to first spell out exactly what we're going to do. We then need to plan a strategy in terms of what are we going to do, what's our plan to do this. We then need to change course as needed if things happen that it's not working out well or we're having too many failures. But we also need to be aware that a failure in a battle is not losing the war, and we have to really keep moving forward. Now, I'll give you a few examples that are typical, Dave. Sarcasm, anger, patience, finishing task, you know, learning to be grateful. And I take sarcasm. Let me just use that a minute. That's one that a lot of people have that think they're funny. Okay, I know it sounds kind of odd. But people that are sarcastic and have trouble in relationships and eventually come to see someone like me or start looking at themselves on their own and say, what am I going to do? They really have a hard time stopping because, you know, if you make comments like, oh, you're an idiot or you're a dummy, or you look like Tubby today. You've been eating too much. I mean, things that are...
I get where you're going with that.
Yeah. They're out of line. But a lot of people get into the habit, and they think they're funny. They'll say, well, people take things too seriously. And I say, well, you know, when you call someone, they look like a cow, and they moo if you shake their hand. I mean, that's not really a way to make a friend of someone who's having trouble with weight.
No.
So, but you'd be surprised how people that are sarcastic, they want to stop and they have trouble because it comes right out of their mouth so quickly. So my point is always...
Do you ever find, Doc, that for those people to, and this isn't going too far afield, instead of going on the offense with the sarcasm is a defense mechanism for them to, you know, keep the onus on somebody else so they're not taking too many incoming shots themselves, or maybe they have in the past, so that's their way to kind of go the other direction?
Well, I think that could be part of it. I mean, it can be a low self-esteem issue, too, or you can not like people. I mean, or you may be your way to get back at people, but trying to have a little bit of humor in it. You know, there is a difference between humor and sarcasm, and it's obviously rather clear if you hear it. You know, there are people that can be funny and entertaining.
Sure.
Like Bob Hope was funny and entertaining, but a lot of modern comedians aren't funny at all. You know, they're more sarcastic and demeaning. You know, and my feeling is if we're going to get rid of sarcasm, it's something we really have to work at. Now, anger is another one. A lot of people say, I'm going to control anger. I have to learn how to deal with things, and then I can work with them over a period of time, and they still have those explosive, you know, those tendencies there. And, of course, anger can lead to sarcasm, too. Well, you think you're perfect, too, huh? You know, things like that. But the things that we can change on are really enormous, Dave, and I think the main thing to be aware is that if we want excellence, we have to really aim for it. Let me give you one quote here by Will Durant. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And I think that is really true. And I like Vince Lombardi. Winning is habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. So I think if we plan to make a major change in ourselves, we have to be aware it is a major activity. We can seek out counseling. We can seek out friends. We can seek out family. We can work with people that to help guide us, that we trust along the way. And but there are so many things that people want to change and say they do, but they consistently do not do it. So it's obviously a big issue, and I just encourage people, don't give up. Just keep going, and remember, a bad habit to a good habit can be the difference between being happy and successful or unhappy and not successful in life. So it really is a big task in life to have good habits and have them be who we are.
Do you think a snap decision to make a major change in life, or just your, I mean, you say, you know, even sarcasm, well, that's not a big, yeah, but if that's your outlook, if you look at everything a certain way, that is a major change. If you make a snap decision to do that, are you just as likely to give up on that change in a moment?
Well, I think so. I think generally any major change in life is the process of a series of events. Okay, it isn't normally, you know, one thing. We're kind of dealing with sarcasm today, and that's a good example. But if you find that you're offending people, getting people angry, hurting people, and you're beginning to see the casualties from your words and your acts, and you've seen it over a period of time and you want to change, or people around you are demanding you change, then I think there's a better chance. If you just one day say, you know, I think I'm going to change habits, I'm going to eat less, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, snap decisions, even if they say they're a snap decision, they're usually the result of a period of noticing problems or others noticing, and you noticing it too. But the decision to stop can be, yes, I'm done now, me finito, you know, terminado, you know, it's over now. The game is ended. It is over now. And if you do that, but if you look at that and you peel it back, it's normally after a series of thoughts, attempts to change or whatever it might be. So it's usually not just, I'm not going to do it. Now, there may be that, but I think that it's really after the result of a lot of thinking and trial and error over a period of time.
Makes sense overall. Make changes in your life, but not necessarily quick. Have a plan, you say. It's great to have support in that process too. That's always helpful, isn't it?
Well, there's no question. You know, as it was said long ago, no man is an island. Okay,
right.
And I think that is really true. We're all a product of our interactions with others and how effective they are, and the people that we choose to be. You know, it's like if you want to be a bum, then run around with bums. If you want to be a philosopher, you want to run around with philosophers. So, if we want to be successful, we want to be with successful people. And if we're sarcastic, back on our one topic of the day, in a way, inadvertently, then we want to be around people that do not use sarcasm as a means of communication, because I think the Oscar Wilde quote, you know, that the cynic knows the value of everything, or knows the price of everything and the value of nothing, because really sarcastic people are cynical people, because they're really looking for flaws and trying to be negative, and even if they, quote, mean to do good deeds, they're really nothing but very destructive people.
Yeah, makes sense. Does make sense. Overall, good advice here today from the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio. And, of course, the podcast will reside shortly where all the other podcasts do, at Dr. John B., letter B, as in Braccio, drjohnb.com. And Regional Psychological Services is the place in East Lansing. No sarcasm there. That's just the truth. That's just the way. You know, I will say this. I do value in this world, sarcasm endless is not great, but I do value wit because it's at times it's in short supply. And like you said, knowing the difference between the two, you can spot it. And we all know what it is, I think. I think we do.
Very true. We do know what it is, yes.
Yes. When we hear it, when we see it, and when we're on either the receiving end and hopefully the wit where we're laughing along with somebody as well, because that's a great way to go through life. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Well, listen, always a pleasure. I've got one thing of wit. Like if I said I was going to be a jockey and someone said, well, you're going to need a really big horse. Now, that would be wit. That would not be sarcasm.
Yeah.
So anyway, on a last thought, how does that sound?
Yeah, but if they piled in, and man, oh, man, do we feel bad for that poor horse. Yeah, see, that's where we cross the line, ladies and gentlemen. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Very Very good. Bye-bye.
Morning wake-up coming back your way shortly. 1320, this is WILS.